Yesterday we were discussing the halacha of saying the Shema in any language that we said, based on the words of the Bir Halacha, that it's necessary that language has to be a language which is spoken in that particular community, as opposed to if you're the only one that speaks it, then you in fact would not be allowed to fulfill your obligation of saying the Shema in that language. The exception, as he brought down, was Lashon HaKodesh, that because that is the original language in which the Shema is recited, that of course can be said even though the community does not understand what you're saying, you still of course fulfill the mitzvah by saying the Shema in its proper language. Moving on to the next halacha, the Mechaber tells us, Sarach l'hashmi'a l'ozno mashemotzi b'piv. It's actually a machlokas in the Gemara, whether or not a person, when they say the Shema, is it necessary to actually hear what you're saying. And the logic of those who say that you do not have to, based on the Gemara, because it says, alavavecha, it says it's something which is in your heart, and therefore you could even think it. However, the Mechaber tells us that that's not the halacha, that it's necessary to actually hear what you're saying. And the reason for that, this is an easier word to remember, the first word, Shema, which means you're supposed to hear what you're saying. And that's what the Mechaber holds. However, v'imo hishmiel ozno yatsa, he says that if you do not hear what you're saying, yatsa, you fulfilled b'di'eved, second best, certainly it's not the preferable way. Preferably, you should say the Shema loud enough so you should be able to hear what you're saying, but if you don't, you're still yotzi, you fulfill the obligation. However, ubilvad shiyotzi b'sfasav, it at least has to come out of your mouth, which means you can't just sit there and scan the page or stare at the words, but you actually have to say them. Even though you don't actually hear what you're saying, you still fulfill the mitzvah, but the preferable method, again, is according to the words of the Mechaber, is that you should be loud enough that you should hear what you're saying. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when does this rule apply? Well, apparently, because we're learning Hilchos Kriyas Shema, it's talking about the Shema. He says it's not only by Shema. He says, B'Kriyas Shema, V'hu Adin B'Birchos Seha. Also, when it comes to saying the brachos before and after the Shema, the same halacha applies, that a person should not just be scanning the pages of their Siddur, but they should actually be saying the words, you should be actually saying them with your mouth, and you should also say them loudly, loud enough that you should be able to hear it. Continues in the Mishnah Berurah, he says that it's necessary that even if you can't hear the words coming out of your mouth, at least you have to be moving your lips. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Avim hear her belibo lo yatsa." If all you're doing is thinking about what you're saying, it's in your heart, literally, which of course means it's in your mind. You're only thinking about the words. You have not fulfilled the obligation. Why not? After all, you have the most tremendous kavana. You're thinking and in your mind all the deepest meanings of the Shema. Why is it that you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the kaimelon, because we hold, and this is an example of where we follow this rule, that hir hor lav kedibur dami, that even though you're thinking it, that's not comparable, it's not the same thing as actually saying it. It's necessary when it comes to the Shema that it has to be something which you say. However, hir hor thinking is not enough, because hir hor lav kedibur dami. Jumping back, now that we understand this concept of hir hor lav kedibur dami, the Mishnah Berurah is going to ask a separate question, which we'll see in a moment. The Mechaber tells us before, he says, Yesh no hagim likros kriyas shema b'kol rav. There are those who have the custom, when they say the Shema, the entire three paragraphs should be said aloud. Yesh no hagim likros b'lachash. Some say it quietly. Doesn't explain why, but some people feel it's not necessary to say the entire Shema out loud. Says the Ramah, Ramah Shisulis tells us over there, our custom, the universal custom, is even if you do not have the custom to say the entire Shema, all three paragraphs out loud, at least the first sentence of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that you should say b'kol ram, that you should say out loud, which is what most communities do. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, what happens if, for whatever reason, you do not want to say the Shema, but you want to fulfill the mitzvah? So how is that possible? How can a person possibly not say the Shema and still fulfill the mitzvah? Let's say you have a friend, you have neighbors davening right next to you. and let them say the Shema on my behalf. Maybe that's enough. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, this is a question. Can you do that? If you're listening to someone saying the Shema, is that sufficient to fulfill the mitzvah? So says the Mishnah Berurah, L'inyan im yotze b'kriya Shema al yidei acher shi'achavin lehotziyu. With regard to this exact concept, this exact case, if you're listening to someone else and you have the kavana to fulfill your mitzvah through someone else's reciting of the Shema, he quotes the words of the Magen Avraham as well as the Prima Gadim, and he says that the Rov Achron and most authorities feel the Yotze Bezeh, that you do fulfill your obligation of saying the Shema in this particular situation. Now, if you think for a second, it doesn't make sense. Because what we learned just a few moments ago was there's a concept that here lav kedir v'dami, that if you're not saying the words, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. The fact that you thought of the words and you're skimming the pages of the Shema, that's not enough. So therefore, how could the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the words of the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim, how could they say if you don't say a word, all you're doing is listening to someone else, that you fulfill the mitzvah in that particular situation? You're not saying any words. And we just established that here is lav kedir v'dami. Says the Mishnah Berurah that this is based on a different concept. He says, the adiv zeh mehirur, this is a better situation than you just thinking privately, reading it to yourself. Dehiru lav kedir v'dami, we established that that's not considered saying the words, you did not fulfill the mitzvah in that way. Ma she'ein kein bezeh. Not so when it comes to this situation where you will fulfill the mitzvah. Why? You didn't say anything. Because of a different halacha, that the fact that you heard the words, even though you didn't say them, you listened to the words as though you've actually said them. The concept of shomei ka'ona. And this principle of shomei ka'ona, we also find, we don't find this necessarily the person's going to want to hear the Shema from someone else, but for example, let's say when it comes to Shemona Esrei, there's a lot of examples. By Shemona Esrei, let's say you're in the middle of the private, you're quiet Shemona Esrei, the Chazan begins Chazaras HaShatz, and they're about to begin Kedusha. And here you are in the middle of Shemona Esrei. You can't interrupt your Shemona Esrei, so the question is, what should I do? Maybe I should just keep on going. The halacha is supposed to stop. You're not supposed to say the Kedusha, but you listen. And even though you're not saying the words, based on the concept of Shomei Ka'ona, you're kind of the mitzvah of hearing, and actually almost as though you're saying the Kedusha because you're listening. So too, you fulfill the mitzvah of saying the Shema on behalf of someone else saying it for you. In conclusion, you see the next two lines, he quotes the words of the Olas Tamid, and he says that V'nira D'davka B'mevin Halashon. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah by hearing someone else say the Shema, it's necessary that you, the listener, you have to understand the words that he is saying. Which is an interesting concept. Because we said before, if you say the Shema in Lashon HaKodesh, you do not necessarily have to understand what you're saying. Certainly it's better to. The first sentence of everyone knows, the Mishnah Berurah says everyone knows the first sentence of the Shema. But the rest, as long as you're saying Lashon HaKodesh, you don't have to understand what you're saying, you still fulfill the mitzvah. However, according to the Olas Talmud, if you're the one that's just listening and you're not saying anything, so you're obviously worse than someone who's saying the Shema, you have to understand the words, and if you don't, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. And then in conclusion he says, Vishir Knesset Hagadola, Hevi B'Shem Birchas Avraham, it's quoted in the name of Birchas Avraham, he says, the Davka B'Yachid Amotzias HaYachid. The only time that we're so strict that you actually have to understand the words is if it's one person saying it on behalf of only one other person. Of a yachid hamotzis aramim, in a situation where you have one person that's saying on behalf of many people, I feel inim avinim b'loshna kodesh yotzim, even if they do not understand what you're saying, they still fulfill the obligation, they still fulfill the mitzvah. Why? They didn't say anything. And we said that here is lav kedir v'dami because of this other principle that a shameya, someone who's listening to it intently, ke'ona, it's as if they said it themselves. Rabbi Chanan Nachash Amar Tzadkodesh Baruch Hu Lazakas Rofi Chachar Behem Termit Shishnamar Adonai Chavetz Amansin Koyadil Torav Yadir Kaddish.